Anger is a human emotion, but it can become a spiritual problem. What does the Bible have to say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study. We're going to be talking today about the problem of anger. Anger is a human emotion, and it's not to be suppressed, particularly if it's what the Bible refers to as righteous anger. Some of your Bibles refer to it as righteous indignation. And as such, it is human, must be submitted to the Lord, must not be dwelt upon, must not be held onto. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27, we read, "Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity." Notice how the verse starts. Be angry, and yet do not sin. So the question is, when are we in sin? And the answer to that is, in the middle section of that verse, do not let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, if you hold on to your anger through the night, and then the next day, and the next day after that, and so on, God says you're in sin. You're giving the devil an opportunity to work in your life. In Proverbs 29:11, we read, "A fool always loses his temper, but a wise man holds it back." There is a time and a justification for expressing anger, but we must let go of it immediately. You see, brothers and sisters, here is the issue. Anger is a trap. It is a setup for offense. Offense leads to more anger, and offense leads to judging others. Offense leads to bitterness. Offense leads to unforgiveness, and it's all a trap of Satan. When you walk into anger, then offense, then bitterness, then unforgiveness, you are at a point where, because of the unforgiveness, you can't get anything from God. You can pray, God will not answer your prayers. You can fast, it won't move God. You can cry out to God without forgiving others and repenting of your unforgiveness, and you won't get anything from God. You cannot get a healing. You cannot get deliverance. You cannot get answer to prayer. Unforgiveness as a fruit of unresolved anger will always put a believer and even an unbeliever in trouble with God. God feels very strongly about it. He says, "Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man." And James, in chapter 1, verse 19, warns, "This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." Anger leads to resentment, not just offense. It hurts others. It wounds others. It disappoints others. It changes the way they think about you. In Proverbs 12:16, it tells us, "A fool's anger is known at once." Known at once. "But a prudent man conceals dishonor." When you act on your anger, it can lead to evil. In Psalm 37, verse 8 and 9, we read, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil doing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land." Don't hang around with angry people. That's a problem also. Proverbs 29:22 tells us, "An angry man stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered man abounds in transgression," in doing wrong things. Now we have to practice our response. Doesn't always come easy, but it has to be done. Luke 6:31 tells us, "Treat others the same way you want them to treat you." Romans 12:21 tells us, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Proverbs 14:29 tells us, "He who is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered exalts folly." Yes, the scripture has much to say about anger control. In Ephesians 4:25-27, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, said, "Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity." He continues in verses 31-32 of Ephesians 4. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." Right there, the Holy Spirit is telling us the remedy for anger: forgiveness, a conscious decision to forgive and stand by. Oh, yes, the devil may come to you the following day or 2 days later and say, "Oh, you really didn't forgive. You just think you forgave, but you really didn't forgive, did you?" Your answer has to be, no, devil, I'm not going there. Forgiveness is a decision. I decide to forgive. I stand by it. It doesn't matter what feelings are. I stand by it in Christ Jesus' name. Don't let the devil sway you. It doesn't go by feelings. It goes by a conscious, holy decision that you stand on. And the more you stand on it, the more God will work it into you. You faith confess it. I choose to forgive so-and-so. And I believe I have forgiven so-and-so. Even if you don't feel it. And let me tell you something. The more you confess it over the time, the more you will come to believe it. And the more you come to believe it, the more you come to receive it. God honors your faith and He works it in you. Don't be shy about it. Make decisions to forgive. In Leviticus 19, verses 17 and 18, the Lord said to the Israelites, "You shall not hate your fellow countrymen in your heart. You may surely reprove your neighbor, but shall not incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." God even covers the question of misbehaving children. Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart. Colossians 3:21. In James chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, we read, "What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask." What is God saying there? Things that make us angry very often arise from things that we desire and we want and we strive for on the human level rather than seeking God for it. That in turn can create problems with others, quarrels, conflicts, because we cannot get what we want, which is what? Covetousness or greed. Maybe we're praying amiss, wrongly. All of these things can be roots of anger. One of the best defenses I've found over the years against anger is daily self-examination. Lamentations 3:40 says, "Let us examine our ways and turn again to the Lord." Self-examination should be done with the Holy Spirit involved. On a daily basis, we acknowledge the Lord. We enter His gates with thanksgiving, the scriptures say, and we enter His courts with praise. That brings us into God's presence. Then scripture says to confess your sins to the Lord. Well, Jesus is our Savior. Scripture says God has given all judgment over to the Son. And 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He, that is Christ, is quick and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness." So we confess, we repent, then we surrender the problem to Jesus. Anger as a problem, or any sin problem, is resolved not by making it your personal battle, but by surrendering it to Christ on a daily basis or incident by incident if necessary until it starts going away. You ask Him to take it, you surrender it to Him, and you ask Christ to put it in the death work of the cross in His name. You must expect that He does it and that you see results. And what Christ does is He takes it, He puts it in the death work of the cross, and you keep confessing it in faith, confessing it on a daily basis, and over time you will discover that the anger or the other sins start waning. They start falling to the wayside. you start doing them less and less, and you get to a point where you realize you haven't been angry in a long while. Why? God has circumcised your heart of that habit and desire by the finished work of the cross. Colossians 2:11. At the cross, your heart was circumcised. God cut out all of those unholy habits and attitudes and practices. But you have to take possession of them by faith. You have to surrender anger to Christ on a daily basis and keep doing it until you see it going away and until it goes away. Christ will receive it and put it in the death work of the cross. God doesn't want you to be angry. God doesn't want you to be bitter. He doesn't want you to be unforgiving. He wants you to be whole. He wants your soul healed. Anger is a festering wound in the soul, and it's a trap that leads to offense. And offense leads to more anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Don't go down that road. It's a road that leads to nowhere. It's a road that is destructive to family members, relatives, destructive to relationships with spouse or children or family members, or even within church ministries. It bears bad fruit, and it's a road that goes nowhere. It has a tendency to repeat itself, and very often leads to loss of relationships with spouse, children, family members, church members, or even friends and acquaintances. The fruit of it is destruction. It is not God's will, and God has a remedy. Turn to Him. Surrender the anger to Him. Stay in the Word of God. Pray daily. Confess sins daily through self-examination, surrendering them to Jesus to put in the death work of the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ will do all of the rest. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, Christ is ready, willing, and able to get involved in your life for the asking. He will reveal Himself to you as a living person if only you will turn to Him and ask Him into your heart. Being willing to turn from your sins, He will clean you up. He will give you the free gift of eternal life for the asking. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.